Tarot versus Oracle cards, which one should you really be using? The history of tarot and oracle cards is a fascinating journey that spans centuries and cultures. You may find it intriguing to learn that tarot cards originated in the 15th century in Europe, primarily as a card game known as Tarocchi. Initially, these cards were not associated with divination or spiritual practices, rather, they were a form of entertainment for the nobility. It wasn't until the 18th century that tarot began to be linked with mysticism and the occult, largely due to the work of influential figures such as Antoine Court de Gibelin, who proposed that the cards held ancient Egyptian wisdom. As you delve deeper into the origins of oracle cards, you will discover that they have a more varied lineage. Unlike tarot, which has a structured system, oracle cards can be traced back to various cultures and traditions. The term, oracle, itself refers to a source of wisdom or prophecy, and these cards have been used in different forms throughout history for guidance and insight. From ancient Greece, where oracles were consulted for divine messages, to modern-day decks that draw inspiration from mythology, nature, and spirituality, oracle cards have evolved into a diverse tool for personal reflection and connection with the universe. Summary: tarot cards originated in the 15th century as playing cards in Europe, while oracle cards have a more recent and diverse history. Tarot cards follow a structured system with 78 cards divided into major and minor arcana, while oracle cards have no set structure and can vary in the number of cards and themes. Tarot cards are often used for divination and gaining insight into the past, present, and future, while oracle cards are more flexible and can be used for personal guidance and inspiration. When choosing between tarot and oracle cards, consider your specific needs and preferences, as well as the level of structure and guidance you are seeking. While tarot cards offer a comprehensive system for divination and self-reflection, they can be complex and require study, while oracle cards offer more freedom and creativity but may lack the depth of symbolism found in tarot. Understanding the differences between tarot and oracle cards. When you begin to explore tarot and oracle cards, it is essential to understand the fundamental differences between the two. Tarot cards typically consist of a standard deck of 78 cards, divided into the major arcana and minor arcana. The major arcana comprises 22 cards that represent significant life themes and spiritual lessons, while the minor arcana consists of 56 cards divided into 4 suits, each reflecting everyday experiences and challenges. This structured approach provides a comprehensive framework for interpretation, allowing you to delve into complex questions and situations. In contrast, oracle cards offer a more flexible and varied approach. There is no standard number of cards or specific structure. Each oracle deck is unique, often created around a particular theme or concept. This freedom allows for a wide range of interpretations and uses. You may find that oracle cards resonate with you on a more intuitive level, as they often focus on personal empowerment, inspiration, or specific messages from the universe. Understanding these differences can help you determine which type of card resonates more with your personal practice. The purpose and function of tarot cards. Log in to view the full content. You need to log in to view the full post content. Log in, one click register.